Hi everybody and welcome to SCL, the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. My name's Rob from RobLandPhoto.com and this is my little audio diary about my journey through the wonderful world of photography. Hope everybody's had a good few days. It's the 18th of December 2014. Did I say it was episode 249? One to go to the big 250. I'm definitely going to slip it in before the end of 2015. So please forgive me for the accelerated release schedule that I've been using and the very much reduced in terms of length podcast episodes. But I hope they've still been a little bit useful and a little bit interesting. So episode 249, Christmas photo tips, because it's that time of year when, you know, as the photographer of the family, it falls on us, whether everybody wants us to do it or not, to record the festive season. So I thought I'd just throw together some of my top tips. And if you've got any of the top tips, please go to robinofoto.com, find the show notes for SCL 249, and add yours to the comments. So my first top tip is prepare your kit. Make sure you charge up your camera batteries. Make sure your memory cards are formatted. Make sure you've cleaned your lenses. And don't forget all the spare stuff as well. You know, often we remember to clean our lens that's on the camera. Remember to clean the other ones as well, so they're all ready to go. And those spare memory cards, make sure they're formatted as well. And make sure you know where they are. That's another classic one. You know, yeah, where's my spare battery? Where's my charger? All this sort of stuff. And as part of that as well, use the wife checklist before you shoot so you know that the camera is set up and ready to go. And if you're new to the podcast, the wife checklist is basically W is for white balance, so check you've got the correct white balance on, maybe auto or flash. I is for ISO, make sure you've set your ISO. F is for focus, is your camera set to auto focus, say single focusing, or maybe you want to go for one of the tracking focusing modes. And E is for exposure. So maybe you're in aperture priority, you're f5.6, there's no exposure compensation applied, that sort of thing. Now, it might sound a bit obvious, this one, but know your location. You know, if you're in and around your house, you're quite lucky because you can do this in advance, but when was the actual time you actually took some photos in your house? Because I know I don't take that many photos around in and around our house, and you can be really surprised how tight it can be, you know, if you've got fairly small rooms like we have. Tend to have in houses in the UK. So make sure you put the wide angle lens on your camera and kind of scope out the angles. Think about where you're going to be sitting, say when the kids are opening their presents, or maybe when you're having Christmas dinner and all this sort of stuff. You know, can you get back far enough with the lens choice you have to get what you want, to get everybody in? You know, where are the angles? Maybe think about where you could put your camera, maybe on a tripod, a small tripod or a gorilla pod, so you can put the camera down, get your remote out, or the shutter delay, so you can get in on the photos as well. That can be really tricky to get that sort of angle. Dump the pop-up flash on your camera if you can, if you've got an external flash. And if you haven't, it's probably a little bit late now, but you know, if you've got a good local camera shop, go and get one. I mean, I think my flash is the Yongnuo 565 EX. It's a cheap sort of Canon copy. It's a fully automatic TTL flash. And if there's one thing that changes how good your photos look inside, it's a off-camera automatic flash. I mean, you can go manual. There's nothing wrong with getting a manual flash like the Strobus recommends. But they take a little bit longer to get used to. And if you're in a fast-moving situation, like kids are running around and you go from room to room, then automatic flashes are so much better. Because all you do is you put them on your camera, you bounce the head, you aim the head up towards the ceiling and off at a little bit of an angle, and bang, your photos are all filled with wonderful, pretty soft light as well. And because you're using a flash, you'll be able to freeze the motion of all those kids running around, and it'll all look really, really good as well, rather than, you know, that flat look you get from if you're just using your pop-up flash. Another little tip, pre-photos. So before the action starts, you know, on Christmas Eve, and maybe everything's quiet, maybe everybody's gone to bed, take all those setup shots of the presents underneath the tree itself. maybe the table settings. Use this quiet time as a chance to be a little bit more creative, because as soon as all the celebration starts, all the relatives and friends come round, you know, you won't have that much of a chance to do stuff. Maybe grab your nifty 50 or another lens and do some narrow depth of field shots. You know the ones, the out of focus Christmas decoration, Christmas lights and things like that. Maybe practice dragging the shutter, do a bit of camera spinning. Do some long exposures and have fun with all those sort of festive colours that you get at this time of year. Maybe these will just be, you know, for your enjoyment, you know, some abstracts or stuff like that. But some of them you can use as backgrounds as well and as kind of filler for your other photos. On Christmas Day as well, the Christmas Day walk. You know, maybe after lunch, if you have an early lunch or before lunch, drag everybody outside in their festive hats and festive gear and have some fun in the snow, if we're lucky enough to have some snow. Maybe go down the beach at the local park or anywhere. I always love to go for a walk on Christmas Day to have a wander around. You know, everybody's merry and you get lots of Merry Christmases and all this sort of stuff. And it will give you another opportunity to take some more photos. It'll burn off some of those extra Xmas treats that you've been scoffing down. It'll wake everybody up. And again, it'll give you a chance to get some different looking photos. Here's another one. Never, ever say cheese. Go for the moment. Go for the photojournalist type moments. You know, try and capture the look on little Johnny's face when he opens that present, or Grandma's expression when the cracker goes off. This can be a really difficult thing to do because you'll miss more shots than you get. But remember, we can rely on photographer's luck, which basically is taking lots and lots of photos. And if we take lots and lots of photos, chances are we'll get some keepers in there. So what you're not trying to do is to take snapshots. You're trying to grab moments in time that where the emotion, the story, will really mean something in a few years' time. It's not just a picture of, look, here's everybody posing together in front of the tree or in their Sunday best, you know. It's more of a case of, Look at the surprise on little Jane's face as she sees what she got for Christmas. Now, be really careful where you put your camera and your gear down at Christmas, especially if you've got plenty of people around. Because relatives and friends, especially tipsy relatives and friends and kids, are great at knocking cameras off tables, spilling drinks onto flashes and computers, and generally breaking your kit, and that could really spoil your day, especially with kids around. You know, get the camera up nice and high where it's out of the way so nobody can pick it up and start playing with it, or accidentally knock it off a stand or spill something on it. Another little tip, shoot for small stretches of time, you know, say 5 minutes or 10 minutes, an hour, and then put the camera down or pass it to someone else. So, you know, you get yourself in the photo, because people can get a bit annoyed if you're constantly firing off your camera, especially if you're using flash. So try not to get them too annoyed with it. Don't overload them. And so by kind of passing the camera to someone else as well, that will give you a different viewpoint on the day, and it will also kind of get you a bit of a get out of jail free card in terms of when you start shooting again, because you want to take photos all through the day and you don't want to get tired of it yourself, you know. So shoot for 5 to 10 minutes, an hour, and then enjoy yourself with everybody else for the rest of that time. Another good way to share your photos after you've edited them is to dig out the HDMI lead from your laptop and connect your laptop to your TV to share the photos, because I think it can be really cool, I think, you know, especially when you've got young kids. Take the photos of them opening up the presents in the morning and all that sort of stuff, and then you later on, you know, that evening or maybe the next day on Boxing Day, you can share those photos on the big screen. I think photos look amazing on big televisions when all these sort of things are still fresh in people's minds. However, what you might want to consider is edit your photos when everybody's gone to bed or out of the house, so that you don't miss out on the festivities. You know, don't wander off and start editing photos in the middle of the day, because you want to be there with everybody. And again, don't be tempted to slip in any of the cheesy snapshot type photos. Only share your real best stuff. And also remember, less is more. Nobody wants to look at 200 photos of Christmas. Pare them down a lot, because your family will love you for that. And I guess the final thing is, make sure you give yourself plenty of time to enjoy the festivities too. Going off my early tip, remember, shoot for no more than 5 to 10 minutes in every hour, and make sure you have a really good Christmas as well, not just being the photographer for everybody else. You know, you can miss a lot when you're looking at things through a camera lens. So there we go. That's enough for me for this particular one, for episode 249. Thank you very much for taking part in the Flickr Photo Group. Thanks for listening to the podcast and downloading it. And hopefully, I'll see you again soon on Flickr for episode 249.